Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 19th day of December, and I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you. Now hold on. I got to tell you something. Have you ever gone to bed one place and woken up somewhere totally different? And I realized that may bring up some bad memories for some of you. I mean, how about, have you ever done that since you've believed in Jesus? Well, I just did that to you. We travel everywhere together, and I forgot. I spaced so hard yesterday. So I don't know how to tell you this, but we went to bed. You went to bed in your bed, and you have woken up with me here in South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, so I went to church yesterday. We did the Advent thing. I played this song, and I just totally forgot. And to tell you, we had to go to the airport, catch a flight to Chicago, drive to South Bend, because we're doing the Harvest Show, is what it's called, a television program this morning. And then this afternoon, some more media things, and back to Chicago, catch a flight back to Nashville, spend the night, then to Atlanta tomorrow, and then back to Nashville. It's just a little bit of quick travel around the Passages book. Okay, so I don't want to waste a bunch of time. We're supposed to be already in the Bible by now. Greetings from South Bend, and that's why. So today we begin and end the Minor Prophet book of Zephaniah. It's obviously contained in the Old Testament, and it's written in full in three chapters. And although the prophetic work is for the children of Israel, it's also a call to repentance for all the surrounding nations, actually even the whole world. Zephaniah contains similar themes to some of the other books of prophecy. It announces the impending judgment of God. It's a call to repentance and a declaration of restoration. God always restores. Even though these words were uttered and transcribed in the 7th century BC, we can look at them through the lens of the 21st century AD and find dramatic relevance there. If we change the names and places, things look remarkably now as they did then. So Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, 20 from the English Standard Version. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal and the name of the idolatrous priests, along with the priests, those who bow down on the roofs to the host of the heavens, those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of him. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire. On that day, I will punish everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, a wail from the second quarter, a loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traders are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. At that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. Their goods shall be plundered and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind, so that they shall walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them on the day of the wrath of the Lord. In the fire of his jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. For a full and sudden end he will make all of the inhabitants of the earth. Gather together. Yes, gather, O shameless nation, before the decree takes effect, before the day passes away like chaff, before there comes upon you the burning anger of the Lord, before there comes upon you the day of the anger of the Lord. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, who do his just commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you may be hidden on the first day of the anger of the Lord. For Gaza shall be deserted, and Ashkelon shall become a desolation. Ashdod's people shall be driven out at noon, and Ekron shall be uprooted. Woe to you, inhabitants of the seacoast, you nation of the Keratites. The word of the Lord is against you. O Canaan, land of the Philistines, and I will destroy you until no inhabitant is left, and you, O seacoast, shall be pastures with meadows for shepherds and folds for flocks. The seacoast shall become the possession of the remnant of the house of Judah, on which they shall graze, and in the houses of Ashkelon they shall lie down at evening, for the Lord their God will be mindful of them and restore their fortunes. I have heard the taunts of Moab and the revilings of the Ammonites, how they have taunted my people and made boasts against their territory. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall become like Sodom and the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a land possessed by nettles and salt pits, and a waste forever. The remnant of my people shall plunder them, and the survivors of my nation shall possess them. This shall be their lot in return for their pride, because they taunted and boasted against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord will be awesome against them, for he will famish all the gods of the earth, and to him shall bow down, each in its place, all in the lands of the nations. You also, O Cushites, shall be slain by my sword, and he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, and he will make Nineveh a desolation, a dry waste, like the desert. Herds shall lie down in her midst, all kinds of beasts, even the owl and the hedgehog shall lodge in her capitals. A voice shall hoot in the window. Devastation will be on the threshold, for her cedar work will be laid bare. This is the exultant city that lives securely, that said in her heart, I am and there is no one else. What a desolation she has become, a lair for wild beasts. Everyone who passes by her hisses and shakes his fist. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, the oppressing city. She listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave nothing till the morning. Her prophets are fickle, treacherous men. Her priests profane what is holy. They do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no injustice. Every morning he shows forth his justice. Each dawn he does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are in ruins. I have laid waste their streets so that no one walks in them. Their cities have been made desolate, without a man, without an inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will accept correction. Then your dwelling would not be cut off, according to all I have appointed against you. But all the more they were eager to make all their deeds corrupt. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to seize the prey. For my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For in the fire of my jealousy all the earth shall be consumed. For at that time I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, the daughters of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. On that day, you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proudly exultant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. But I will leave in your midst a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue, for they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time, I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Revelation 10, 1 through 11. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. And his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and called out with a loud voice like a lion roaring. When he called out, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it, that there would be no more delay. But that in the days of the trumpet call, to be sounded by the seventh angel, the mystery of God would be fulfilled, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, Go take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll, and he said to me, Take and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey. And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter, and I was told, You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and languages and kings. Psalm 138, 1 through 8. Give thanks to the Lord of David. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Proverbs 30, 11 through 14. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are clean in their own eyes but are not washed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind. Father, we thank you for your word, the words of warning, the words of counsel, the words of comfort. All of these words, they become your word to us. And each day we open your word, and it speaks to the deepest recesses of our souls. It is nourishment. It is life. It is food spiritually for us. And we feast upon it because you have given it to us to guide us, to direct us, to comfort us, to rebuke us, to carry us one step forward each day toward becoming more and more like our Savior Jesus. The process of sanctification. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come this Christmas week as we contemplate your arrival, that you came for us. Holy Spirit, we say, come. Come. We need you. We are desperate for you. Come for us, fill us, indwell us, guide us into all truth, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Of course, the website is home. It's community. It's where you jump in, and there's all kinds of places to jump in. I will say this real quick at the outset. Noon today is kind of where we're cutting off for anything that you order for the store that you want by Christmas for sure. We think That's not a problem. We're pretty confident that we can ship later today and all day tomorrow to get everything in the mail by Wednesday, and it still arrived to you by Christmas Eve if you are in the United States. Pretty confident of that. But very confident that if we ship by noon today, you're good to go. So you can take your chances. We're going to try to keep shipping straight through. But if you were wanting to order some things specifically for Christmas, whether that be passages, the hard cover, the hard copy of the book, or one of the gift baskets, or one of the other resources that we have in the store, then heads up. We're trying to, we're just, if you're wanting to buy something from the store, trying to get you to do it by today so we can make sure that we get it to you. But we'll give it our best shot either way. Okay, Passages is doing remarkably, surprisingly, it's surprising me in that it's having some impact, and I'm going, God, where is this impact coming from? And it's driven and fueled by the Daily Audio Bible, and I'm thrilled because it's our story, it's how we got here, and I pray that anyone who reads this book, I mean, the desired outcome of Passages is that a reader will fall in love with the Bible, will find a best friend in Scripture, will find a counsel of the ages, and will drink deeply from that day ahead, forward. So yeah, you can get Passages at dailyaudiobible.com. The ebook, whether that be Kindle, Nook, or iBook, is available at the respected places that you get those things. The audiobook is available at the places where you get audiobooks. I guess iTunes being the primary for both of those. But Audible.com, Amazon.com. I know you can order the hardback book. Well, it's not a hardback, it's paperback, but you can order the hard copy of the book from Amazon, from Target, from Books A Million, from Barnes & Noble, did I say that? From Family Christian. And I know that the hard copy of the book is beginning to roll out into retail stores, so chances are, if you're running out to grab one, chances are you'll find it. So thank you for your continued prayers and support over Passages, prayers over this book. That God will get this book into the hands of the people that he'll use it for, to draw them both into community with the Daily Audio Bible, but into fellowship with his word one way or the other. So thank you for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, I thank you. I thank you so very much. The website's the place to go. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And then I'll mention this through Christmas. We've been suggesting that you gift the app instead of Christmas cards, or those of you who send digital Christmas cards, gift the app. It's 99 cents. That just goes 100% to development of the app. And we've made it's a great app. It encompasses all of the things of this family for Android and iDevices. Apple devices. So gift the app to those who you'd like to invite through Scripture with you in a year. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. All right, that is out from South Bend. I'm going to go do this harvest show, and those of you who are in those markets and watch the harvest show, then I guess I'll see you after a while. I think it's live. I'm pretty sure it's a live show worldwide. Maybe it broadcasts in other parts of the world at other times, but I'm pretty sure here in the United States, it's all live, coast to coast. So I'll see some of you soon. And the rest of you, I will see from Nashville tomorrow. I love you very much. I'm Brian. See you tomorrow.
Hello, my name is Yvonne. I'm calling from New York. This is the first time calling in. And I'm asking for prayer for my daughter and my grandson. My daughter is experiencing a very severe legal battle for custody of her son. It's been ongoing for 8 years, and in the onset, she lost custody because she was a young mom, a teenage mom. And she has been very stressed by the whole struggle and has developed fibromyalgia as a result and some Bell's palsy. She just wants to be a full-time mother to her son, and it seems as though the system, the judicial system, my grandson's father, they're all fighting so that she cannot assume that role as mother to her son. And I'm just asking for prayer for her. Her name is Joy, and my grandson, Damien, who is truly affected by the whole situation. I pray for my grandson. I ask that you would just pray that he have that peace. He has been experiencing this battle since he was 3 and has been affected by it. You know, the constant shifting from one house to the other and just having to adjust at such a young age to different demands on his life. I just pray, I just ask for prayer for God to intervene, for my grandson's life to be full with the destiny of God, and that he will not be destroyed in it. This is my first time really reaching out for prayer, and I just thank God that the DAB family is there, and I thank you for your prayers, and God bless to all of you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Marcia in Atlanta, calling with a praise report and a prayer request. The praise report is I had called asking for prayer regarding a reading initiative that we're launching in Atlanta, an area called Pittsburgh, which is near downtown Atlanta. The kids were excited, they were motivated, and had a very, very successful celebration on November 19th. And so now we're about to, in addition to staying over there and continuing that initiative, we are launching a reading initiative in the airport. So having been successful with getting too many churches involved and don't have a few Christians on our team, but I'm just asking if the family would pray for the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers. This is not only a wonderful way to inspire our kids to read and to take education more seriously, it's a great witnessing opportunity to represent the light of Christ and the love of God. So please pray. Support us. The website for Atlanta is www.bookeatlanta.com. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. And talk to you soon.
Hi, Delio Bible. This is Raquel from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm calling in for my older sister. She just makes bad choices when dating men. She's very gullible. She's a lover. She loves everybody. She's kind. But when she engages with these guys, she starts to lie. She starts to steal. And I'm just seeking prayer from the Daily Oak Bible that we can break all the agreements that she has made that are attached to men, the lying, the stealing, being dishonest. And I'm just seeking your help, so thank you.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jean in California. I'm calling to respond to Irma's prayer request the other day. I thought about just picking up the phone immediately, and then I realized she'd asked for prayer, and I prayed, and I have prayed. Irma, your situation is not unique. I hate to say to you that I have a husband who won't talk about finances either. We don't talk much, and it's painful. It's tough because as women, we like talking. And I want to encourage you that as you struggle, say in the struggle? You mentioned that you were carrying baggage, carrying baggage. I want to remind you that you are Jesus' sheep. He is your shepherd. He did not call you his ox. He did not call us his donkeys. He did not call us his puppy. Have you ever seen, Irma, a sheep? Jesus is our shepherd. He called us his sheep. He bears our burdens. Sheep are not burden-bearing animals. So keep that in mind. If you're carrying something too heavy, it's not your load. It's his. Turn it over to him. He will carry that heavy load. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Continue in the Word. Continue in the Word is my suggestion to you as I continue in the Word. He is in that boat with you. Either he calms the sea or he will calm you. He is our God. He is the one true God. Don't forget that. Stay in the Word, Irma. You've got a sister in California who's partnering with you in this struggle. We will carry on. We will move forward. And God is faithful, Irma. Take care. I love you. Bye.